front of you stands a fortified 12th century church, a true bastion of spirituality. The impressive three-story bell tower is adorned with two single arched windows, which once would have permitted the inhabitants of the now ruined farmstead of Corsignano to study the horizon and seek refuge in case of danger. The interior of the church has one nave divided in three spans by elegant round arches. The Baroque altar, donated by the illustrious Sagariga family in the 18th century and sculpted by Niccolò Buonpensiero, reflects the candlelight, casting delicate shadows on the frescoed walls. The apse conch is decorated with a fresco depicting Christ St. John the Baptist and the Virgin Mary, naming the church Chiesa del Padre Eterno. Recent restoration work has brought to light fragments of old frescoes, including the images of St. Cosmas and St. Damian. Next to the church, another building tells a tale of pain and hope. Once part of the Benedictine convent, it became a place of quarantine during the plagues of 1478, 1503, and 1528. Its walls stand witness to the memory of those dark days of silent prayer. The church, built in the second half of the 12th century, housed the sacred Byzantine icon of the Madonna with Child, better known as the Madonna di Corsignano, donated to the community by the crusader Gereteo as a sign of gratitude. This much-revered work was later moved to the Cathedral of Giovinazzo. It is believed that the original name of the church was San Salvatore. And for this reason, every year on the 6th of August, the people of Giovinazzo gather at the church early in the morning to celebrate the Transfiguration of our Lord, a solemn and ancient tradition.